from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Reverend Donas Crawford, age 64 at the time of this interview.
The biggest impact on me was my grandmother. She always said when I was born, that boy gonna be a preacher, that boy gonna be a preacher. I never paid her a bit of mind then. Her brother was pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church at that time. His name was Reverend J.C. Austin, and he was a very, very good preacher, one of the best preachers in the country, very well known all over. And we went to church in those days and stayed there all day. We didn't go to church at 11 o'clock and get out at 12:30 or 1 because there were other programs after the morning service, and my grandmother was there for all of them. She would cook in the kitchen and feed folk after the first service. And then the second service, we would be there with her till she got ready to come home. My childhood probably was one of the happiest experiences that I had. My brother and I talk about the fact that we were poor and didn't even know we were poor. My mother worked at Bell Telephone in those days, and she was a elevator operator because they didn't allow blacks to work in any other capacity at that time. They either ran the elevators or polished brass on the doors outside. My role model was my father. He had to be one of the best fathers that you ever did see, and he was always my role model. He worked hard, did the hardest work you could possibly imagine that most men won't do today. My dad was a rubbish man for the city of Pittsburgh, and in those days, they didn't have those packer trucks that you see today. Rubbish men had to pick up those 250-pound steel drums and dump the rubbish from those cans into the burlap sack, and they did that for each individual house. He never complained about it a bit. He raised me and took care of me, made sure we had food on the table always, made sure I had nice clothes always, no matter how hard he had to work to get those. All the neighborhood kids knew him because he spent time with all of us. If we shot marbles, he shot marbles. If we flew kites, he flew kites. If we hunted butterflies and bumblebees and lightning bugs with our jars with the holes in them, he went right with us and he caught butterflies and bumblebees and lightning bugs. He was a perfect father. One point in time in my adult years, I stopped going altogether. We were churched out from Sunday school and being in church all my life. And then after a while, the training that I had took hold, and I eventually came back to the church. The Holy Spirit got involved with my life, and eventually I was called to preach. I had all my life enjoyed helping other people. And for a long time, I worked with kids in the Pittsburgh Public School. But when I was about 40 years old, I started to preach, and I eventually became a pastor. Believe it or not, I was able to do what I needed to do to preach because my superiors understood what I wanted and needed in relationship to being activities director here in this building, Malians. So if I had a funeral, I would just call and tell them I have a funeral today. I'll be back. I'd go preach my funeral and get back here by 1 o'clock, even if I had to go to the gravesite. And it worked out. And it was just a beautiful experience having the best of both worlds. At that time, there was a lady on the school board by the name of Margaret Malians, and she had taken ill. When she died, her husband Jake took her school board seat until her term was up. And then after that, he became the first African-American president of the school board. In those days, the Pittsburgh Public Schools was something to be proud of, because people all over the states came to see what we were doing because we had so much going on. This building was integrated. We had white students here from Brookline and Beachview, and it was mixed. We didn't have any trouble. It was a beautiful environment. I was talking about ministry one time and not having one, and a lady in my neighborhood said, "Don't you realize that your ministry is what you're doing? Those kids in the Pittsburgh Public Schools, you've been working with them for years. Your ministry is them."
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Terrell Trustmore and Teron Jackson. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.